title, which ISO certification is necessary for OSHA, occupational health and safety. Body content: if you own a company, you are responsible for providing your employees with a safe workplace. Every worker is entitled to work in a place that values their health, safety and general security needs. Unfortunately, more than 50% of companies pay less attention to occupational health and safety management, and because of that, employers face endless problems such as high absenteeism, burnouts, and low productivity. When it comes to establishing an effective management system, the best way is to get ISO certified. The ISO standards are crafted to help companies set the right goals and objectives for managing a particular business or organizational aspect. To enforce proper strategies and corrective measures for safeguarding human resources, the best ISO standard is the ISO 45001. The ISO 45001:2018 is designed to set policies and principles for occupational safety management systems. It provides guidelines and the objectives that a company must follow to strengthen their security barriers. This certification encourages companies to identify and evaluate the health and safety needs of each party in its ecosystem. The following will discuss the benefits of the ISO 45001 and the way it can be incorporated into the system. What are the main benefits of the ISO 45501 certification? It provides a solid framework, which increases awareness and information about the significance of working in a positive and safe place. Further, it asks the management team to spread awareness among all stakeholders too. This way, a sense of responsibility and leadership is promoted too. By implementing the ISO 45001:2018 system, a company gets the privilege of identifying major risks, adopting proper approaches and strategies for that ensure prevention and risk mitigation. Risk detection is a crucial need for maintaining the sustainability of the business. To increase resilience power, a company must organize thorough inspections and review meetings to detect and prioritize risk factors. Through the ISO 45001 protocols, management can easily streamline their monitoring, detection, and risk aggregation procedures. The ISO 45001 is designed to reduce unnecessary expenses. Often, companies must recruit new employees or hire temporary workers because of a high level of absenteeism or burnouts. To obtain the desired level of productivity from your workforce, employers sometimes must provide training as well. On the other hand, a company bears a huge amount of financial burden when its employees face fatal injuries at work. By incorporating the ISO Occupational Health and Safety Management System, a company gets the opportunity to improve its relationship with their workforce. The employees in turn feel valued and typically opt for not changing their employers. The potential risks of workplace disruptions and accidents are lower, and therefore unnecessary costs are cut automatically. The ISO 45001 implementation is an excellent tool for increasing competitive advantage. The robust workplace safety management system provided by the standard is a great way of increasing optimism among workers. As a result, they stay loyal to their employers. A company enjoys steady profit by delivering consistent quality products and services. A strong brand image is established, and a loyal niche customer base is achieved too. In today's increasingly competitive market, having a strong customer base is a source of steady income, which adds a competitive edge. How to implement the ISO 45001:2018? For effective implementation, you will need to follow a plan, do, check, act template. The following provide you with brief outline. Step 1: Contemplating the ISO's standard. Management and other responsible authorities must understand the requirements and clauses associated with ISO 45001. The main requirements are: resource and infrastructure for safety leadership, health and safety policy and context of the organization, communication, inspection and monitoring after implementation, improvement before an implementation begin. The management team have clear idea regarding the various concepts within the fundamental criteria of the ISO's standard. Step 2: Evaluation of the current system. Without evaluating the efficiency of the current system, the implementation of a completely new protocol might prove unnecessary. Step 3: Gap analysis. The next step is determining the gap between the present health and safety management system and the objectives. Accordingly, corrective measures are designed and enforced. This is a crucial process, which saves both time and money. Step 4: Setting clear goals. After communicating with the stakeholders, you must identify the various interested parties and reflect their values into the security needs. That will establish the fundamental groundwork for your objectives. Step 5: Setting priorities and establish the system. Finally, after gap filling, the management team will need to move towards setting priorities and establish a solid OS system. Step 6: Review and improvement. The last step is keeping a responsible leadership team in place that can organize review meetings so that and improvements are ongoing and when necessary. To successfully achieve the ISO certification for OS, the best option is to hire expert consultants from Compliance Help. They provide custom solutions at the most competitive rate in the market. Book their service now.